Okay, so just right where you are with your eyes closed, take a deep breath and another, and send your luminous bodies down deep into the earth, past the roots of the great trees, past the giant boulders, through the bedrock, until you find an underground river or stream. And when you do, lie in it. Lie in it and feel the pebbles against your back. Engage your senses and allow the waters to rush through you to cleanse and wash away any energies that do not belong in the domains of the soul. And when you're ready, let the waters carry you deep into the belly of the mother. Let them take you deep into the belly, into the mother womb, and to wash you onto the shores of a great cavern. And look about you. There is a light. Look at the stalactites, the stalagmites, the rock. And call on the gatekeeper, Huascarinca, Lord of life, Lord of death, renewer of the world, bringer of the seasons. Allow me to enter into your domains. And look into her eyes. Look into his eyes and state your intent. I come to seek to find that which will make me whole. And allow the gatekeeper, allow her, allow him to guide you, to take you, guide me, to meet that self that has been waiting for you for so long. Might be a little boy or a little girl or an old man or an old woman. And ask her, ask him, who are you? When did you leave? Why did you leave? Why did you have to go? What was your pain? Who hurt you? Why did you hurt? What are your gifts? What is your beauty? What is your wisdom? What beauty do you bring to me? How can I honor you? I will never let you be hurt again. How can I look after you and protect you? What parts of me must die so that you can live within me? How can I honor you? What are your gifts? What is your medicine? How will I grow? Come back with me, if it's right. If it's right, come with me, little one. Come with me, if it's right. And begin to make your way back to the place where you entered. And thank the gatekeeper, Lord of life, Lord of death, renewer of the world. Thank you for allowing me to enter your domains. And dive into the waters, calling on the soul part to come with you, calling on a spirit animal, and sensing this power animal diving into the waters with you. And let the waters carry you to where you rested, and rest there once again. Allowing the waters to wash away any energies that do not belong in our world. Calling on the soul part to come back with you. On the spirit animal, come back with me. Come with me. And now begin your journey up. Up through the bedrock. Past the roots of the great trees, the giant boulders, the rich, moist earth, the frozen ground, up back into your bodies. And reach out with your hands and receive the soul part. Reach out with your hands, reach out. Reach out with your physical hands, receive the soul part. Welcome home, my little one. Take her, take him into you. And allow its energy to fill every cell in your body. Take her, take him into your heart. Allow its energy to fill every cell in your body. Welcome home, my love. Welcome home. And now reach out again with your hands and receive this gift of a spirit animal, of a power animal. And take it into you. Beak. Scales, fur, hoofs. Take it into you and allow its energy to fill the spaces in between each and every cell in your body, bringing you back to your instinctual self, to your core self. And take a deep breath. And another. And go ahead and open your eyes. So during soul retrieval, and I could tell that many of you had very, very deep experiences with this. And those of you who did not, that's absolutely okay. Generally, the shaman will journey on your behalf, or you as a shaman will journey on a client's behalf. Because oftentimes the lost soul parts are parts that fled because it was too painful for them to remain, so that we continue to banish them. And we say, that's not me. We banish them into this domain that Carl Jung referred to as the shadow. And those shadow aspects of ourselves, we seldom see with clarity, which is why the shaman journeys in your behalf. At one time I had a soul retrieval and my healer, my shaman, brought back a mouse for me. And I said, a mouse? I want an elk or an eagle or something mighty, not a mouse. And she turned to me and she said, Alberto, you never finish things. This mouse is going to teach you how to finish, to complete what you start. Great power in the mouse. Oh, beautiful power. Not necessarily what I thought I wanted, but it was what I needed. So this power animal represents the instinctual part of yourself, because we've become far too domesticated. So one of your tasks is to exercise your power animal, so that when you go back to work, you don't just go say hello to somebody, hi, how are you, hi. No, you shake hands with somebody like a cat might. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to scare them a little bit, you know. And embody that power animal. Have it show you its movement, its gait, how it perceives the world. How does it look? How does it taste? How does it smell? What are its senses like? Because this is the instinctual part of ourselves that we're reclaiming together with that soul part. The final aspects of soul retrieval that I'd like to mention very briefly is an aspect that is not very common or taught very frequently, but to me is one of the most fascinating aspects of this work, which is destiny retrieval. Because in the same way that we can journey backwards along a timeline, we can journey forwards along a timeline to select an alternate destiny, a healed destiny that can begin to inform who we are today. So that we select a healed destiny that can begin to inform us so that but that can only be effective once we're no longer in the grip of those two lineages that we talked about. Once the past is not claiming the present exclusively, then we can begin to be informed by who we're becoming 10,000 years from now. And this can happen at the level of an individual, of a village, of an organization. We've stepped into our destiny. But it takes a skilled shaman to do destiny retrieval, because it's not always what we think we want, but what we need that we want retrieved for us. And at this stage in our life, I'm convinced that each and every one of us must step up to that task of summoning our destinies, which is what the shaman does ultimately. Is to become a beacon for who we're becoming as a people and as a species, particularly in these critical times that we're living today. We need to be informed by our destinies, no longer by the probabilities of the time and the culture and the political climate that we live in, but by the possibilities of who we can be as a people.